It is the pre-match warm-up. West Ham United up next for the Reds. It's Ian Ryan with a stellar cast. Stu Wright, Josh Williams, John Gibbons as well. There'll be a caller a little bit later on. But Josh, I'll come to you first for some reflection on Leicester City. And both the boys were on the post-match show last night. For me, the first half was a little bit of a frustrating one. But I think ultimately you can file it under job done. Liverpool do the business and they do what they had to do.
Yeah, I actually think we were pretty good for the whole game, really. And I think the narrative has been a bit of a narrative so far that we've had a bit of a bad start in this game. But listen, we concede first. Obviously, that's never ideal. But I think we actually start the game relatively well as well. You know, we were on the front foot on that and we were getting into their penalty box, creating chances. Just one of them where they went up the other end, scored, and kind of didn't do anything then for the rest of the game. So I thought we were really good at. Never at any point really did I feel particularly under threat. I thought it probably took longer to get the equaliser than I expected. But once it came, I thought it was sound. And, you know, I sat in the cop last night and there was definitely frustration in there. I agree with that. Like, there was a lot of, like, but there was that with Forest as well. I think sometimes when you're playing at home and you're playing against a team that in your mind is maybe bottom half, there's an element of expectation to just get the win. And when there's a bit of turbulence there, people just start, like, almost demanding higher standards, which is understandable. But I think in this game, it was just a matter of time before we got the breakthrough. And I thought we'd score about three in this game. We did. I didn't think we conceded. But as I said, I think they only had four shots. So I think it was a good performance, mate. Yeah.
Would have been nice to get the clean sheet, Stu, wouldn't it? Given some of the recent kind of games where Liverpool more often than not come out on top, but there have been some games where they conceded one or two more than you'd like. I agree. I always felt like they turn it round. I think lots of that is down to the manager and how good he is, and regardless of the scoreline, you always feel like if you can get him in at half time, he'll do the business. But also the context of maybe where Leicester have been, you've seen them have bad defeats at home to Wolves, there's been their Newcastle away performance. It just felt like Liverpool would maybe take care of the business a little bit sooner, but at the end of the day, the 3 points at this stage is really all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we were at our best in the first half, but that it didn't need to be dominant.